Welcome to My Lucid Ramblings, your brief, hopefully coherent talk on a wide range of topics. I'm Bill Slingstead, and today is Wednesday, August 24th, 2017. This episode's music is again from Ian Dorsch. The track he has, Koron the Unseen Dressed, and you can get that over on SoundCloud under his rock playlist. I'll put the link in the show. So this weekend I managed to catch the Defenders. I watched the entire series, I binge watched it. Started Friday evening, finished it up Sunday. Really enjoyed the series. I was going to talk about what I liked and didn't like about it. One thing I won't give a warning, there are going to be some spoilers. So if you haven't seen the show, you're looking forward to it, go ahead and walk away. Turn it off. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Come on back after you've had a chance to watch it. And maybe you can see if you agree, disagree, call in, let me know your opinions. So we finally get to all four members together. We've got Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist. And what brings them all together? Well, the hand. Seems to be that was the underlying theme between all the shows, especially Daredevil Season 2, when we introduced Elektra. All the mainstays are back. We've got Stick, we've got Claire, we've got Colleen Wing, Misty Knight, Madame Gao. Sigourney Weaver's character is introduced, and she's kind of the leader of the hand. From Iron Fist, Bakudo comes back. And, you know, the whole concept of the hand, and they're the five fingers that make the hand, it was kind of cool. I just thought that some of the other characters really didn't get enough backstory. Sigourney Weaver's Alexandra, I can't even remember the guy who was behind Nobu, and, those two really didn't have... Oh, and the other guy who was running the cleaner crew... Shows you what kind of lasting impression he made. Stick cuts his head off. I can't remember his name. They didn't get much backstory. So they weren't really fleshed out, in my opinion. We've seen Gao since Daredevil Season 1. She had the drugs with the Kunlun stamp on them. And then she was in Iron Fist as well. So she's been around for a while. And she seems to be a survivor. We had Bakudo in Iron Fist as well. He was running the hand wayward school for lost children or something. Creating the new recruits to the martial arts scholarships. He's been brought back from the dead again. And they finally kind of explain their resurrection abilities. They're using looks like ground up dragon bones to bring people back from the dead. And they use their last to bring Elektra back. And she's the Black Sky, and she's just kicking ass and killing people. And she's fairly well played by Elodie Young. I liked her better in Daredevil Season 2. She doesn't seem very redeemable in this one. She does seem to regain some of her memories. She knows who she is by the end of the series, by the end of Defenders. So she's not this blank slate slaughter machine. She does rise to become the leader of the hand, which kind of goes along with what happened in the comics back in the day. And it kind of looks like maybe her and Daredevil don't make it out, but then, spoiler, Daredevil wakes up in what looks like a Catholic nun hospital, very similar to like Frank Miller's Reborn. So are we going to have Daredevil Season 3 where we meet his mom and she's a nun? That could be cool. He's coming back from nothing. Instead of the Kingpin wiping everything out, this time it's the hand and Elektra and the big hole in the Midland Circle building. We got to see Stick again. I really enjoy when Stick shows up. He's kind of got that no-nonsense, y'all need to get your shit together. And he basically lays it out for him. And Matt's trying to warn everyone, you don't want to listen to anything this guy says. He wants something. He's not going to tell it to you straight. And Iron Fist is just kind of gobbling it up and listening. And Luke Cage is skeptical. And the whole Power Man Iron Fist vibe was great. Mike Coulter is looking at Finn Jones like, dragon, molten heart, mystical, immortal Iron Fist. You've got to be kidding me. And they kind of stand in for the viewers, where all this mystical nonsense in a grounded show just seems silly. But they're superheroes. And we got, ninjas and people coming back from the dead. So why not an Iron Fist by summoning his chi? So that was pretty cool. I could look forward to seeing like a Heroes for Hire show or Power Man and Iron Fist. I don't think Iron Fist can carry a show by himself, but interacting with Luke Cage and Claire and Colleen, and you could have maybe Misty Knight, do Daughters of the Dragon as well. I think you could have a really cool little ensemble series there, better than just Rich Boy Danny Rand. And there's a great part where Luke Cage calls him on it, tells him, basically calls him on his white privilege, says, there are more ways to fixing this than just punching it. And it makes him think about all the tools at his disposal, not just his Iron Fist and his training, but the fact that he's a billionaire and the head of a corporation, and maybe he could lean on them through normal channels as well as the street level. So, maybe a little character growth for Iron Fist there. So I've talked about what I liked. Now, what didn't I like about the Defenders? I think I really... For what I did like about the Hand, there's as much I didn't like. And some of it was lack of character development on the leaders of the Hand. If they all studied in Kunlun, why is Gao the only one who seems to have any, like, chi-based powers? Everyone else just kind of knows a little kung fu. They only kind of hint at their reach. And they seem to be everywhere, but it seems to be more of a convenient plot device that the Hand have their fingers in every pie, rather than just getting us more examples of it. Just all of a sudden someone's going to get killed in their jail cell while they're in holding because the Hand got to them, and this person's going to be gotten to, and that person. And it's just too convenient. It doesn't feel earned. Yes, they're old. Yes, they've been around, but give us a little better scale, scope. We saw a bit of it in Iron Fist. We saw a bit of it in Daredevil. But, why couldn't Stick give a little better rundown on them as well? Some of the other things, I like Daredevil. I didn't like him in this show that much. He seems to, that he really played on he's being torn between wanting to be a normal life and the anger and passion inside of him for justice. And you can see it when there's an earthquake and the power goes out and he jumps into action without his costume. And this guy's trying to prevent a couple of kids from looting, and he takes down the guy because he's got a shotgun, and then he just pummels him. And that's kind of that Matt Murdock torn. He's violent. He barely keeps that in check, and he kind of likes the violence. And, they kind of hint at that, and it's pulling on him, but they don't really do much with it. He's reluctant to join. He wants to leave after their little outing at where all four of them meet together in the same building. There's this Midland Circle where the giant hole was in Daredevil Season 2. So I liked him. He came around. They kind of hinted. Stick basically says, you're the only one who can lead this group. But he just doesn't really ever seem to step up. And then he tries to make the noble sacrifice because he's convinced that Elektra can be turned or brought back. And, she just pretty much is irredeemable. Maybe some other season will do it. I just didn't see it. Yes, she had a couple of glimmers, but she was always kind of bad news. So she's not many better here. I did like Jessica Jones was great. Kristen Ritter, great character. Didn't want anything to do with this. Was like, hey, you know what? I'm involved in this now. I just want to live my life. Let's finish this. And so she was kind of the voice of sanity. She's the, just cut the crap. Let's get this over with. Luke Cage is still wanting to be the street level. He wants to do things better. He doesn't want to get anyone hurt. And Iron Fist is, this is my sworn duty. I'm supposed to destroy the Hand. So it was good to see them all together. I did like 8 episodes. I thought they kept it tight. It moved along. It didn't drag out like some of these 13-episode seasons do. We didn't have to get an episode or two of backfill or a flashback story or anything like that. So it just kept moving forward. So I thought the pacing was great. Hopefully, you know, they'll learn from this and either make shorter seasons. I mean, I can do Daredevil season 3 with 8 episodes, maybe 10 episodes instead of 13. At the end of Defenders, we did get a brief glimpse, a little promo for the Punisher. So I'm looking forward to that as well. I don't know about you, but I think hit or miss. You know, it's Daredevil, it's Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, in that order. Defenders is probably better than Iron Fist, maybe even better than Luke Cage. So I really think Netflix is doing a great job, and I'm interested to see where they keep going. I hope they keep making more shows. I hope, like, you know, once this deal's over, Disney doesn't pull it back and decide they're going to do it all in-house and stream it on theirs. It's kind of nice to see this kind of gritty street level. I'd be interested to see if they ever show up in any of the movies. You know, it seems like TV and movies are going to be separate universes, even though they all share everything. I don't know if we're ever going to really see a crossover anymore, besides the token, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. crossover you get with the major Marvel tentpole movies. As you can see by the brief amount of dislikes that kind of morphed back into likes, I really did enjoy this series. I encourage everyone to go check it out. If you haven't watched any of them, you got a Netflix subscription. What are you waiting for? I mean, unless you just hate the comic books, you're tired of Marvel. I get that. But it's worth the effort. I think, you know, you can do a show here and there. You don't have to all binge it back to back to back. You definitely get some burnout there. Let me know what you think. Call into the show. Hit that call button on your Anchor app. And let me know what you think. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Hemidol. You can check out mylucidramblings.com. And you can find me here on the Anchor app. Until next time.